USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Another new variant of coronavirus is rapidly spreading through New York. The strain, known as B1526, was first identified in November, with researchers seeing cases rising in February, especially in New York City. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb believes the CDC should be working with the health officials in New York to sequence cases of the variant. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that the new strain is possibly more prevalent than currently known.
Right now, more than 50% of the infections in New York we know are with variants, and B1526 is the most prevalent variant right now. We're probably undercounting it because we're biasing our screening, our sequencing towards B117, so we're probably missing cases of B1526 right now. It's probably more prevalent than what we're detecting.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge. Instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The head of the Department of Homeland Security says the administration is working to open more facilities to handle the influx of unaccompanied minors at the border. But DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has not laid out a timeline for those facilities to open, nor did he clarify a plan for dealing with the current surge of illegal crossings on the southern border. Mayorkas tells CNN that they are trying to put a system in place so that asylum claims don't have to be made at the border, emphasizing that the border is closed.
We have a number of work streams in place. As I mentioned, we are dealing with the needs of the children now. We are rebuilding orderly ways in which the children can make their claims without having to take the perilous journey to the border. And we are elevating our messaging so that the individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Kentucky man has pled guilty to hate crime charges in a double murder. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
A man accused of killing two people in what authorities describe as a racially motivated shooting at a Kentucky Kroger has pleaded guilty to federal hate crimes and firearm charges. Gregory Bush, 53, of Louisville, was sentenced on June 24th. He could face life in prison. Bush, who is white, opened fire October 24, 2018, at a Kroger in Jeffersontown, Kentucky. He killed Murray Stoddard, 69, and Vicki Lee Jones, 67, both of whom are black. Before he went to the grocery store, he allegedly attempted to enter the First Baptist Church of Jeffersontown, whose congregation is predominantly black. Witnesses say he told a man, "Whites don't kill whites," before he was arrested. An attorney for Bush said that he had schizophrenia and he was not medicated on the day of the shootings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the second round of the NCAA tournament has begun with another major upset. 8-seeded Loyola Chicago knocked off the top seed in the Midwest region, Illinois, 71-58. The Ramblers move on to the Sweet 16 for the fifth time in school history. The other number one seed in action Sunday, Baylor, had more luck against ninth-seeded Wisconsin, dropping the Badgers 76-63. The Bears move on to the Sweet 16 for the third time in their last six tournament appearances. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.